Workman Publishing Company and Workman Audio present When the World Feels Like a Scary Place, Essential Conversations for Anxious Parents and Worried Kids by Abigail Gewurz. Read by Robin Miles. Introduction. Trampolines. Most American children were just settling into the new school year in 2001 when the 9/11 attacks hit. I was a young mother of three that September 11th and a newly minted child psychologist. In the days that followed, the skies were eerily quiet and fear coursed through our homes and communities. My husband and I, like our friends, were glued to the television. As a clinician specializing in trauma, I was also on the television. Local TV outlets and newspapers sought me out for advice on how to talk to children about what had happened. I also spoke in schools, addressing teachers struggling to understand why their students, in places thousands of miles from New York City, Pennsylvania, or Washington, D.C., where the hijacked planes had crashed, thought the terror events had hit their towns. I explained that young children have difficulty understanding concepts like time and distance. The replaying of the same footage day after day looked to them like new news every time. Attacks happening all around the country, including near them. We saw it in our own home, too. Our 7-year-old son had just started second grade. A few days after the attacks, he announced that he had seen people jumping from the highest floors of the World Trade Center. It was on the TV when he walked into a classmate's living room. We were horrified. We had tried so hard to keep the news off when our kids were around. Nervously, I asked him how he felt about what he'd seen. His reply stunned us. "Well, of course they are jumping out of the window. I would jump out of the window. Everybody should have jumped out of the window." There was a pause. "Why?" I finally asked. "Well, duh," he said. "Because of the trampolines."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?